Good morning. How's everyone doing? That's a good job. Did you notice that everyone followed you? I think they know that song too. Maybe we should sing it more often. Well, today I have something that's kind of boring. Look what I have in my hand. It's a rubber band. It just kind of hangs here and it doesn't do anything. Now, it's kind of unexciting, isn't it? It's rather boring. You know, rubber bands have a purpose, but when a rubber band's like this, it's not really doing anything at all, isn't it? We could say that this rubber band is lazy. But what happens when I put my other finger in it like this and I start going like this? What happens then? What happens if I go too far? Yeah, what happens if I pull out my right finger? It hits Esther. And I don't want to do that. But I might pull out my right finger because it might wake up Talon. Sorry, Talon, I'm just picking on you. I know you're awake. Yeah, you're awake. So, like this, the rubber band's pretty exciting, isn't it? I could get in big trouble. Or, what else? It could snap and hurt one of my fingers. It's rather exciting like this, isn't it? And that's kind of the lesson that we have today. You know, the king had a wedding feast, and he invited all of these people, but these people were lazy. They had all kinds of excuses. They were like this rubber band. They just wanted to hang out. They wanted to stay away from the king and kind of do their own thing, you know. They were spiritually lazy. But then what does the king do? He sends his servants out to invite other people. And these people are excited, just like you're excited today. And they became excited because they were invited to a wonderful feast. And just like this rubber band can be really exciting, especially if I let go of it. And this is what it is with Christians. We should be excited because you too, each and every one of you, have been invited. You've been invited to the wedding feast of the king. Your invitation came right there at the font. When you were baptized, you were invited by Jesus not to be lazy, not to be laid back, not to be ho-hum, but to be excited about the Word of God, to be excited about everything that He's done for you. Just like we stretch out this rubber band, it can be really, really exciting. And it is really, really exciting to be a Christian. What has Jesus done for you that really excites you? Have you ever thought of it, Owen? He's died for us. He's taken away all of our sins. He's given us a free gift, the free gift of eternal life. That's exciting. And we should be happy with it. We shouldn't be dull and boring and hanging out like this rubber band. So let's be excited about Jesus. Let's do the work that He has given us to do. Let's tell other people so that they too will be stretched and they'll no longer be bored and just hanging out and not know the truth of God's Word. So let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. We pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for the invitation that You have given to us. For You have come to us, Lord, and You have washed us clean of our sins. And You have given to us a free invitation to enter into Your kingdom because Your Son has died on our behalf and He is risen and He is coming for us. Lord, that's very exciting. So we pray that You will send Your Spirit unto us, and Holy Spirit, always make us excited to hear the Word, to come to church, to sing, to worship, to praise You, to receive from You all Your good gifts. And Lord Jesus, we pray all this in Your most holy name. And all the children said,